Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Sarvabhauma Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 12th chapter, verse 1 onwards. Before I would like to hand our call to Suresh Shyam Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Suresh Shyam Prabhuji. Are you there, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
I would like to hear your talking.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, everybody. Thank you all for joining today morning. So, His Grace Sarvabhauma Prabhu was born on 6th February 1952 in Pushkarana, Vaishnava Brahmin family. Having a Radha Krishna temple for 8 generations in Miti, which is part of Rajasthan, in Sindh province of Pakistan. Prabhuji was doing puja of deities from childhood. He did his MBBS from Sindh University in Hyderabad, Sindh. He did his Master of Philosophy from Karachi University, serving in different colleges as associate professor. He became actively involved in the spiritual movement from Karachi in 1981, after having come in contact with devotees of Krishna consciousness earlier in years 1971. Started widely preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is through Gita Sammelan in Pakistan under the guidelines of His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Prabhuji permanently retired from government service in 1991 and moved to India for good to work under His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj till 1995. From 1995, he moved to Vrindavan as part of managing team of Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Temple. This team reached several milestones, such as during the centennial year of Srila Prabhupada, for the first time in history, Jagannath Rath Yatra was organized in Mathura with devotees from 108 countries carrying the flags. Similarly, Rath Yatras were organized in Raipur, Indore, Kanpur, Jhansi, Meerut, and Agra. He served in the management of many Kumbh Melas, 1988 Kumbh Mela in Haridwar, 2001 Kumbh Mela of Prayag with Dinabandhu Prabhu and team. He continued Kumbh Mela services in Ujjain as well, in which he was very instrumental in making Loknath Swami as a Mahant, so that we have our own place in Kumbh Mela processions. From 2001 to 2008, did a series of discourses in the TV program Atma through ITV of Mumbai, featured by Sony and Star TV, which is widely viewed by 3/4 of the world in Hindi language. Since 2000, he is traveling and preaching far and wide in India, Pakistan, Gulf countries, and Mauritius. Having base in Vrindavan, oftentimes teaches Bhakti Shastri, Bhagavad Gita for week. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much, Mataji. This is a brief introduction about Prabhuji.
Thank you so much. Oh, Prabhuji, we record my humble obeisances. Our wish to Srila Prabhupada, thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I would like to hand our call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, Govinda, Krishna Balaram ki jai.
Thank you so much. Hare.
Welcome, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Shyama Gauri Devi. Haribol.
Thank you.
So, 5, 12, 1, right?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji.
All right.
We can share on the screen, Prabhuji.
Yeah, the main net is not working. I'm using my phone net today. I don't know, some line is not in the work. Okay. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Shyama Gauri. Hare Krishna. Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalyaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskirtyam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirai Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Shlokir Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, dear devotees, very fortunate soul having morning japa and bhagavatam. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto. The main subject matter of the 5th canto is Sthan, Stuti, or Vaikuntha Vijaya among the 10 subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And there are 26 chapters in this canto. And first 14 chapters describe the descendant of Priyavart, this eldest son of Swayambhumanu and Shatrupa. And Maharaj Priyavarta, his son Agnidhar, and then his son Nabha's son Rishabhdev, and Rishabhdev has 100 sons, and eldest of them was Maharaj Bharata. And then there are 3 births of Maharaj Bharata. Maharaj Bharata become deer, and then he become Jad Bharata. And this is the section which we are discussing, is Jad Bharata Maharaj is having a conversation with Maharaj Rahugan. So Maharaj Rahugan is the king of Sindh Sover Desh. So where is Saurashtra and Sindh? And he was on his way for the pilgrimage to Ganga Sagar, a place of Kapil Rishi, where Ganga joins the ocean. And this chapter 12 summary, which is as you all has put on the screen earlier, because Maharaj Rahugan was still doubtful about his enlightenment. What it means is, the story you have heard, that Maharaj Rahugan, along with his own whole entourage, his queens and ministers, was on the way, and he was carried in a palanquin by the carriers, and one of the carriers becomes sick, and so this Jadma Bharat was used to become one of the 4 carriers of the palanquin. And since he was a Vaishnava and a hidden saint, a saint which is not showing his power but was completely absorbed in the thought of Supreme Lord, so since he was watching down and not want to step over any end, so the palanquin was jolting and the king was feeling uneasiness, so he became angry. And till now, till today, Jada Bharat never spoke a word. He did not speak a word. He was completely absorbed in his own Krishna consciousness. Nothing to do with the whole world. Actually, if you remember, Maharaj Bharata is example of Vrakti of the Bhav Bhakti. Out of the nine, Swarupa Lakshana are the primary characteristic of the Bhav Bhakti. One is Vrakti, which means complete detachment. And Maharaj Bharata is an example of the Vrakti. It means he was already at the stage of Bhav Bhakti. And even in the Bhav Bhakti, there is a trace of offense, particularly some Vaishnava aparad, which can continue up till the stage of Bhav. So because of that, somehow he was attached to that baby deer. Well, to be merciful is a mode of goodness. But after mercy, being attached to the deer is mode of patience. And that attachment and the last moment of his life, thinking of the deer and died, therefore he took the body of a deer. But he was still remembering his devotional service. So two things are very much confirmed and a proof of this, that there is a second birth. And then if somebody performs devotional service, it is not lost. It will continue even in a next body. So this deer was still staying at a Maharaj Pulha Ashram at the Gandaki River, from where Salangrams are coming in Nepal, and was waiting for his time to leave body. The third birth, he became a son of Brahman, and then he was acting as a madman. He was acting as if a matter is called Jada, and his name was Bharata. So Maharaj Rahugan was still doubtful about his enlightenment. It means Maharaj Rahugan was enlightened by Jada Bharata. He spoke about the philosophy. He spoke about the philosophy that you are saying that I am thin, I am tired, I am fat, I am thin, I am lean. This is body. I am not body. I am soul. Hearing this science of the soul, Maharaj Rahugan jumped from the palanquin and go down to the this Jada Bharata and asked him, "You are speaking a philosophy. Who are you? Have I offended you? I feel I am not afraid of anything, but I don't want to offend any Brahman." So he was still having doubt about the philosophy, how actually to achieve the perfection. He asked the Brahman, Jada Bharata, to repeat his instruction and clarify the ideas. He could not understand. This is most important line in the summary by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhuya eva mahabaho shrano me paramam vacha. Please hear again. Repetition is important for understanding. And inquiry is most important for making clarity of the concept. So Maharaj Rahugan was a perfect student, a disciple. He wanted to inquire pariparshnena about the absolute truth, but humbly and submissively. So he wanted to clarify the ideas. In this chapter, Maharaj Rahugan offered his respectful obeisance to Jada Bharata. Pranipatena. When a spiritual master approached when his disciple approached the spiritual master, the first thing is pranipatena. Prakrishtena rupena. Prani means completely. Patena means surrendering or submission. And And that is what here, respectful obeisance to the Jada Bharata, who was concealing his real position. So when Maharaj Rahugana was speaking that I am king, if you don't do the work properly, then I will punish you. Well, somehow said Jada Bharata, ask which country you are ruling. I am the king of the Sindh and Soviet. Oh, this country is in which version? Bharatvarsh. Oh, this is in Bharatvarsh, and this Bharatvarsh is named after? Oh, great king, son of Rishabdev, Maharaj Bharata. And then the Jada Bharata said, that is I am. I am that person. I am that Maharaj Bharata, son of Rishabdev. So he was concealing. And Rahugan was completely submissive and humble. The king could understand by his speech how exalted and advanced he was in spiritual knowledge. Srila Prabhupada said that you can identify a person and recognize his greatness when you open his mouth. He may be sitting on a throne, but by opening his mouth, you can understand he is really a learned man or a fool. So, by his eloquent speech of a spiritual subject, Maharaj Rahugan, though he was going to the holy place to meet the sadhu, because going to the holy place, the most important item is to meet the sadhu and have a hari katha. So he understood that here is the right person. Maharaj Rahugan was bitten by the serpent of ignorance. Serpent of ignorance. Serpent means actually it's like ignorance is ignorance means he was thinking I am body, I am king. And he was beaten by the serpent of ignorance, which means he has offended a Vaishnava because of his arrogance and bodily concept, but was cured by the Nectarian words of Jada Bharata. So he was in a bodily concept, and Jada Bharata was a learned scholar. He has told him about the science of the soul. This is what Srila Prabhupada used to say. The science of the soul is not available in any university of the world. And we are here propagating the science of the soul and science of the love of God all over the world. Later, because he was doubtful about the subjects discussed, he made further inquiries. Pariprashnena. So first is pranipatena, then is pariprashnena. Pariprashnena, pari is most important. Prashna means inquiries, questions, queries. But pari is important. Pari means transcendental. It means about the absolute truth and the process to achieve that. Goal and how to achieve that of the human life. So that is pariprashnena. And he was asking one question of the other. First, he wanted to be released from the offense because he offended a Vaishnava. He had committed at the lotus feet of Jada Bharata. Maharaj Rahugan was somewhat unhappy at not being able to grasp Jada Bharata's instruction. Usually, the science of soul is not so easy that every person can understand because it needs intelligence. And if he is arrogant and if he is in bodily concept, it is not easy really to digest and understand the subject matter. Which are full of meaning that could not be understood by a materialistic person. very simple, because the topic is spiritual and the person is material, so it is not possible to understand. And generally speaking, kings are materialistic because they have to deal with the matter, with the treasury. And therefore, most of the saintly people never want to meet the king. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never wanted to meet the Maharaj Pratap Rudra. So they think they are materialistic, they are Vishayi. So they don't want to meet them. But Jarabhat somehow had affection for King Rahugana. In certain prayers, definitely I have heard that this King Rahugana was that dear to which Maharaj Bharat was actually attracted. So he has this still affection for that dear because of being having association of a great saintly person, Maharaj Bharat, has become the king now, and that king has a still affection, Jad Bharat has a still affection for the king. Many years back, I heard this story. Anyway, so therefore, Jad Bharat repeated his instruction more clearly. What actually he said more clearly? Only he said one word more clearly. And that is the essence of all his instruction. Mahat Raj Abhishekam. Only by the association and mercy of the pure devotee of the Lord, one can understand the spiritual signs and perfection of life. Only. There's no other way, no other way, no other way. There is the ultimate instruction of Maharaj Jad Bharat. So he said that on the surface of the globe, all living entities, moving and non-moving, were but transformation of earth in different ways. So everything is five elements. And on this planet Earth, earth element is prominent. The king was very proud of his king's body. But the body was simply another transformation of earth. What he said that, I am on the earth, walking on the earth. On my shoulder is a palanquin made of wood, which is also the product of earth in the form of tree. And sitting in that palanquin is another person who is made up of the same earth, his body made, and thinking himself a king. So earth on the top of earth, and on the top of earth is thinking I am the king. So that's what Jad Bharat actually answered. Out of his false prestige, the king was misbehaving towards palanquin carriers. As the master towards his servant, he's thinking I am master. Actually, Krishna is the only master. He's thinking I am master. And he was actually very unkind to the other living entities. It means he was disgracing and disregarding and chastising them. Consequently, King Rahugana was unfit to give protection to the citizens. They are his dependents, but he don't know them as a soul. So how can he actually help them and deliver them? Otherwise, how can somebody be a king? This is the teaching of Maharaj Bharat himself. This is called teaching of Maharaj Bharat to his Rishabhdev to his son. And Maharaj Bharat got this teaching. The father is one who deliver the son. Husband is one who deliver the wife. King is one who deliver his subject. And guru is one who deliver the disciple. So, although things have different names, according everything in the material world is but a transformation of earth, our five elements. Although things have different names according to their transformation, actually the varieties are one and the same. And ultimately all these varieties are vanquished into items. Nothing is permanent in the material world. Variety of things and their distinctions are simply mental concoctions. The absolute truth is beyond illusion, is manifest in three features: impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ultimate realization of the absolute truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead, called Vasudev by his devotees. Unless one is blessed with the dust of, this is the instruction. Unless one is blessed with the dust from the lotus feet of pure devotee on his head, one cannot possibly become a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the most essential, important instruction of Jadabharata. Jadabharata also told about his own previous birth and informed the king that by the grace of Lord, he still remembered all incident of his past life. This is due to the devotee Neha Vikaramana Swasti Prithivyayo Navidyate Swalpamasya Dharmasya Trayate Mato Vayata. Whatever thing is done, whatever is done in a devotional service, it is not lost. It will continue. It will continue in next life. So there is no loss. Jadabharata was being very cautious and was therefore assuming the characteristic of a deaf, dumb man to avoid mingling with the material world. There are only three, four examples in Bhagavatam. Exalted people, they were actually Mahabhagavat. But they were acting like dull matter, not mixing with anybody. And one of them is Jadabharata. Association with the material mode of nature is very powerful. The bad association of materialistic man can be avoided only in the association of the devotee. So association of materialistic people, the three modes of material nature, where they act? They act on our subtle body, mind, intelligence, false ego, and consciousness. And our subtle body goes with us from one body to the other body. We leave only the gross body here. Because our subtle body goes with us, and because the subtle body is influenced by three modes of material nature, their influence continue with us in the next life as our nature. Our subhav, our nature, is made by three modes of material nature. And it is from many lifetime continues with us. So it is better to have an association of devotees who are beyond three modes of material nature. Then we will realize our spiritual nature. That is Jivera Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. If we associate with materialist people, then we will have influence of three modes of material nature. And then most of the time our nature will be more of a passion and me and mine. So this is bad association of materialistic men can be avoided only in association of devotees. So this is, we have to associate. We cannot live alone. So how can we live up in a good consciousness? By associating with devotees. And therefore Krishna conscious movement is established by Srila Prabhupada to provide good association to the sincere seekers. And you are this Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, everyday Bhagavatam is a good association. And it is not good, it is the best association. Associating with the people and discussing Bhagavatam. Devotee association actually means discussing Harikatha. Devotee association means Harikatha. There's nothing. Machit Madgat Pranabodhayanta Parasparam Kathyantascha Mamnityam Tushanti Charamanticha. The great devotees always speak about Krishna Katha. They have no other business. In association of devotees, one is given an opportunity to render devotional service in nine different ways. Sharvanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyamatma, Nivedanam. These are the nine processes of devotional service, which is sadhan bhakti, or bhakti in practice. And the purpose is to awaken the bhav bhakti, which is inbuilt in us in a seed form. And Jadabharata Maharaj was already at this stage of bhav bhakti. In this way, in association of devotees, one can pass over the material association, cross over the ocean of nonsense, and return home back to Godhead. Now we are reading today's verse. This was the chapter summary. What you will get in this small chapter of hardly 16 verses. So it will continue two more chapters, I think. And then there will come the five chapters describing the geography, and the five chapters describing the astronomy. And in this way, there's a complete fifth canto. So we are reading the verse number one, the Rahugana Vacha. You just imagine the scene. Jada Bharat is a man looking like a madman, dumb and deaf. And Rahugan is the emperor. He has his minister with him, he has his queens with him, his servant is with him, palanquin carriers. In front of all those, he is offering his respectful obeisance to that mad-looking man. Because when he spoke, he was recognized as the transcendental, a great transcendentalist, a great devotee. So this approach of the Rahugana to a concealed Mahatma and thinking himself, actually, that I have offended the great saint and I must ask for the forgiveness among, in front of all his queens and minister and servant, is humbleness, greatest character of the king Rahugana. That is most important. Namo namakarana vigrahaya swaropa tuchikrata vigrahaya namo avadhota dveja bandolinga nigurha nitya anubhavaya tubhyam Rahugana vacha. These are the words of Maharaj Rahugana. Namo namaha. Namo namaha means I offer my respectful obeisances. Namo means not mine. Nothing belongs to me. Namaha. Nama. Na, not mine. It's not mine. Namaha. Again. It means I'm offering myself to you. Everything belongs to God and you are the man of God. So I am offering my obeisance at your lotus feet. Namo namaha. My respect obeisance. Karana vigrahaya. Karana vigrahaya. Vigrahaya means your body. Karana means the cause of all causes. So what actually it means? Actually it means that you are ultimately the son of Maharaj Rishabhdev. And Rishabhdev is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Krishna, Kajapa, Khas, Sarva Karana Karanam. So you are actually the Srila Prabhupada translate Karana Vigraha. To one whose body emanates from the Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. Body before the deer's body was the body begotten by Maharaj Rishabhdev. And Maharaj Rishabhdev is one of the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Maharaj Rahugana is saying, you are Karana Vigrahaya. Karana Vigrahaya. Vigra means transcendental body, like we say Archa Vigra. So you are Karana Vigra. cause of your this body is actually produced by the Rishabhdev, the Supreme Lord. Swarupa tuchikarta vigrahaya. Swarupa tuchikarta vigrahaya. Swarupa tuchikarta vigrahaya. The another word vigraha, your body is. What is your body? Swarupa tuchikarta. Swarupa tuchikarta, Srila Prabhupada translate, who has completely removed all the contradiction of the scripture by manifesting true self. Swarupa, swarup means his true self. His true self means his spiritual identity. Tuchikarta, generally tuchikarta means insignificant. The material concept of the body, which is contrary to the spiritual concept of the body. Therefore, it is contradiction between the two. And you have overcome that. So your body, though it is material, but you are in a spiritual consciousness of the soul as the eternal servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarupa, Hai Krishna Ira Nitya Das. So that is Swarupa. Tuchikarta means the body is a tucha. This body is a tucha. Tucha means insignificant because it is not going to last forever. But the soul, you have recognized, that is the intelligence. So your body is actually, in one sense, you are self-realized in a spiritual consciousness. Namo avadhuta. I offer my obeisance to Avadhut. This one word, Avadhut, we know for Nityanand Prabhu that he is Avadhut. Avadhut means the person who is so exalted in spiritual consciousness that he is indifferent to material rules and regulation, or the rules and regulation of the society. He is beyond that. Is not at all following the traditional rules and regulation. He's beyond that. Namo Avadhuta. So Srila Prabhupada translates Avadhuta, oh, master of all mystic power. Avadhuta. Avadhuta means it's not possible to recognize actually by his outer appearance that whether he's sannyasi or he's a brahmachari, or he's a grasta, or he's a brahman, or a kshatri. Because usually dress and his outer appearance, you cannot identify. So it's beyond all these concepts. But here Srila Prabhupada says, because master of all mystic power means he's already a great yogi. Dvija bandhu linga. Dvija bandhu. Dvija, word dvij means two birth. The bird is also called dvij. The teeth is also called dvij. Because there is a milk teeth and then a permanent teeth. So there are two times the teeth take birth twice, so it's called dvij. The bird is called dvij because first he appears in an egg and then he appears as a bird. So the person born in a Brahman and then he is qualified by initiation as a Brahman is called Dvija. Brahman is called Dvija. The Kshatri is called Dvija because they go to the spiritual master and they get the second birth. First birth is by mother and father and second birth is by spiritual master and scripture. Scripture is mother and spiritual master is father. So the one who has two births is called Dvija. But Dvija Bandhu means he is born to the Brahman but not acting as a Brahman. He has not undergone the training under the spiritual master. And Jarbharat did not go to the spiritual master. He was already exalted. His father wanted to teach him simple methods of, say, cleanliness, but he was just doing opposite. He never, therefore, he's avadhut. So Srila Prabhupada writes, by the characteristic of a person born in Brahman family but not executing the duties of a Brahman is called Dweja Bandhu. So he is a Jad Bharta, son of a Brahman, but not acting as a Brahman. Nigudha. Gudha means actually confidential, very difficult to understand, very hidden, covered. So Srila Prabhupada's Nigudha means covered. Covered means you are transcendentally enlightened, but you are keeping yourself like a madman. It means you are covered. Nitya anubhavaya. Nitya means always, eternal. Anubhavaya. Anubhava. Anubhava. Generally, we say anubhava means realization. Anubhava, which is Sanskrit word, which is in English translated as self-realization. So, nitya anubhavaya. It means it is not that you have undergone training for self-realization. You are eternally self-realized. You are eternally self-realized means from the birth you are self-realized. Already you have, you are born self-realized. So Sinitya means like eternal, Prabhupada writes, Tobhyam unto you. So the translation goes, King Rahugan said, O most exalted personality, you are not different from Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's a very heavy statement, actually. You are not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sakshat Hari Tvena, we sing every day in a Guru Ashtakam. Sakshat Hari Tvena Samasta Shastri. All the scripture says, spiritual master is Sakshat Hari. He is a Sakshat Hari. He is God Himself. But then it says, Kintu means, but he's not. But then how he's God? He's very dear, because we are very dear to the God. Generally, this his divine grace, which we address in front of Srila Prabhupada, his divine grace, when we translate in Hindi, is Krishna Kripa Murti. So a spiritual master is personification of mercy of Krishna. So Guru is as good as God. Like here says, you are non-different from God. It means you are as good as God. In what? A spiritual master is as good as God in what? In creation? No. In Ras Leela? No. So in what the God and spiritual master are equal? In bestowing mercy, his divine grace. In bestowing mercy, spiritual master is more merciful than God. So therefore, spiritual master is considered as good as God because he is bestowing mercy more liberally than God, bringing all people at the lotus feet of God. So you are not different from Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the son of Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are trained by him and you are acting according to his instruction. Therefore, there's no difference between your instruction and the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are not different than God. By the influence of your true self, which means Swarupa Vigraha. All kinds of contradiction in Shastra have been removed. In the dress of a friend of a Brahman, Dweja Bandhu, you are hiding your transcendental blissful position, Nigudha. I offer my respectful obeisance unto you. So, when we are reading translation, I request everybody to see what is in the Sanskrit verse and what is in the translation, which word is where. This take maybe 5 minutes. But if you really understand, most exalted personality, most exalted you are, not different from God, from where it is. This Srila Prabhupada is translated for first line, Namo Nama Karana Vigrahaya. So Karana Vigrahaya translated here as exalted personality, most exalted personality, not different from God, Karana Vigrahaya. This is the next line is translated. All kinds of contradictions in the Shastra have been removed. This is the next line. Swarupa tuchhi kirta vigraya. And then the third line. In the dress of a friend of Brahman, Dweja Bandhu, you are hiding Nigudha. Translates principal position, Avadhuta. This word Avadhuta is the transcendental blissful position. I offer my respectful obeisance, Namo Nama, Tubhyam, unto you. So now you see all the four lines are how very nicely put in translation by Srila Prabhupada. This is a little practice if you do while discussing the verse, you will relish it. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Srimad Bhagavata Shabda Artha Rasa Aswadana. One should relish the nectarian meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur translated this verse. Rahugan, King Rahugan said, O Avadhut, he says directly, O Avadhut, I offer respect to you, Namo Namah Tubhyam, having an eternal form like Lord, Karan Vigraya, which makes the writer of the scripture insignificant by its experience of bliss. That is tuchhi, swarupa tuchhi kirta vigraya, which make writer of the scripture insignificant. But they are writer of the scripture, but you are acting as a scripture by its experience of bliss, because you are already beyond. So you are tuchikirt, they are insignificant in front of you because you are in your own self-realization. I offer respect to you who have hidden your eternal experience of bliss, anubhavaya, nitya anubhavaya, in the form of a Brahman, Dweja Bandhu. So Chakravarti Pai Lives, the 12th chapter explains that though the universe is false, Krishna's six qualities, his abode and bhakti are true. The universe is temporary, therefore it is false. False means not permanent. But Krishna's qualities, six qualities, his abode and his bhakti are true. What actually it means? Bhakta Bhagavan and bhakti. Bhakta means devotee, Bhagavan means Supreme Personality of Godhead, and bhakti, the devotional service, are beyond three modes of material nature. They are under the jurisdiction of internal potency of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are non-different actually in that sense. So this indicates that Bharata has an eternal form for protecting the world because he's a devotee, and devotee is not temporary. His form, by its experience of bliss, makes insignificant the argument of writer of a scripture, O Avadhut. Srila Prabhupada's purport is few lines. From Brahma Sahita, we understand that Supreme Personality of God is cause of all causes, Sarva Karana Karana. Rishabhdev was the direct incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. because of all causes, his son, Bharat Maharaj, who was now acting as a Brahman Jad Bharat, had received his body from the cause of all causes, it means Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is addressed as Karan Vigraha. This ends the purport to this verse. Now, a couple of verses, Maharaj Rahugan will offer his obeisance and praise the transcendental position of Jad Bharat, and then he will inquire further about some philosophical concept which were not clear to him, and then Jad Bharat will enlighten him. This will continue. So what actually we have learned today, I'm just repeating, then you have any question or comment? What we have learned today is in a chapter summary, we have learned that Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. Maharaj Rahugan, exalted king, forgetting his position, is taking the position of a disciple and approaching the Jad Bharat, who is looking like a madman, but is a great transcendentalist. And Pranipatena, he's surrendering himself, and then he's inquiring about the absolute truth. And so from this, we should learn that we may be very highly educated scientists, maybe MBA, maybe M.Tech, maybe anything. But for a spiritual understanding, we have to approach a spiritual master submissively, humbly, and inquire for the absolute truth. That is actually the message which from today's Srila Prabhupada's purport we should understand and actually realize and act according to that, forgetting our own false ego, which is the serpent of ignorance. Everybody is bitten by serpent of ignorance and is thinking, I am this, is called upadhi, or the false identification. Sarva upadhi vinurmuktam tat pratrena rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uttamam. So this false identification has to be given up for the self-realization or the perfection on the path of devotional service. So this is the today's what we have read Srila Prabhupada's purport. The message for today is we have to be humble, we have to be inquisitive, we have to be submissive. Then we will get perfection, and we should not be proud of our material position. The spiritual personality who has a spiritual knowledge may not be as qualified as we are. Like Bhakti Goswami Maharaj was the greatest scholar and a very learned person, but he absolutely illiterate materially speaking, but spiritually he was highly elevated, self-realized soul. Quite contradiction that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada accepted Bhakti Vinod Thakur as a spiritual master, and who was materially speaking not a learned scholar, but was a deep lover of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a Gaur Hari. So this is very interesting, really, that Maharaj Rahugan is submitting himself to Jad Bharat, who appears like a madman, but he was actually not mad materially, but transcendently he was in a stage of Bhav Bhakti. And any devotee who is at the stage of Bhav Bhakti, he is actually mad. This morning I was giving Bhagavatam class at Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. The word is that the one who is hunted, one who act like as if hunted by ghost, graha grasta, The word grahagrastha. The one who is acting like hunted by a ghost, sometime laughing, sometime crying, sometime dancing, sometime meditating, and sometimes to every person as thinking he's a great devotee of the God. You must understand that he is, the word uses Atmamati, his Atmamati. It means his intelligence is focused on the Swarupa of the soul. And Gatatrapa, the word was Gatatrapa. He's not considering anything what is around him. He's free from the material obligation, Avadhuta. He would just chant, Hari, Hare Krishna. He chant, Oh Jagannath. This is the verse this morning Prahlad Maharaj is speaking, how the person who is at the stage of Bhava Bhakti, how, so we may not recognize him. So here, this is the description of Jada Bharata, is acting as a submissive disciple. Maharaj Rahupan is acting as a submissive disciple. And Jada Bharata is acting as a transcendentalist. Bhakti Nitya Anubhavaya Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. There are some 10 minutes or a little more for question and answer or some comment.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a powerful and vegetarian class. Very beautifully explained the purification of Jadavarat and how Rahugana was nicely inquired about Jadavarat. After that, Rahugana was surrendered to Jadavarat. I have one question, Prabhuji. Jadavarat in life, no one respected him and everyone neglected him. And Jadavarat also acted like as a dumb and deaf person. But why he relieved the spiritually talking with only Rahugana?
And I told that he was not talking with the relatives. He was not talking with the brothers or their wives. He was not even talking with the dacoit who has taken him there. And they were actually cutting his, sacrificing him in front of the Kali. He was not at all talking. He was just dumb and deaf. He only spoke he opened his mouth when Rahugana asked something. And I told you, this is what I heard, that Rahugan was that deer to which Maharaj Bharat was attached earlier. So he has that affection continued. Now he come, the deer came as a Rahugan. And Bharat is same Bharat from the Bharat, he become Jad Bharat now. So he has same affection. He wanted really to benefit Maharaj Rahugan. This is the, like from past life, they have a relationship. This affection was from the previous life, number one. Number two, the great saintly person only open their mouth when somebody is a proper candidate. And if they can enlighten one person, a king, then the whole kingdom can be delivered. So what Srila Prabhupada used to say, it is better to have one moon than million stars. So Jada Bharat was actually teaching us it is better to enlighten one exalted personality like a king, and he become a devotee, then the whole kingdom will become devotee. So this is the lesson we should learn. Therefore, Prabhupada really, if you see Srila Prabhupada's life, he wrote the letter to the Prime Minister of India, Lal Bahadur Shastri, that I wanted to preach. He wrote the letter to Mahatma Gandhi, that you take Bhagavad Gita and we will preach together. Then he wrote a letter to the President of America that my disciple is there and I want to meet you and I want to give you the charter for your youth who they are becoming happy. And he wanted to meet the Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, and he wanted to give her the all member of parliament must follow the... So actually you can see that the really spiritual leader should look for, is looking for a highly exalted person. If that one person becomes devotee, then you will get, you see all over the world. When King Ashoka become Buddha, then Buddhism started. When Roman Empire, they took the Christianity spread. When Islam was accepted by the kings, then Islam spread. So the king, if they take to the Krishna, say God consciousness, then that will. So this is the actually main purpose of a great enlightened personalities or a transcendentalist. They should preach to the, but they don't mind to preach to the insignificant and simple people also. But they are looking for the opportunity. So Maharaj Bharat, Jad Bharat saw the opportunity that he's a right person. Let me impart him the transcendental knowledge, and this one person is delivered, he can deliver the whole world. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for the beautiful explanation. Prabhuji, have time for 10 minutes. So,
any other question or comment?
Yeah, if anybody have any questions, one or two questions, please go back. Prabhuji, have a very less time. Thank you, sir.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Yes, in your answer just now, I missed something. I think you were indicating that Maharaj Rahugana had a relationship with Jad Bharat in a previous life. And
this this is, yeah, continue, please complete your sentence.
Yes, so I'm not aware of what that relationship was. Can you repeat that, what the relationship was?
What I'm saying, I heard that the deer to which the Maharaj Bharat was actually attached.
Yeah.
He saved, become merciful because the mother died and he actually cared for that deer. And then that deer actually disappeared. And he lost his life when searching for deer. That deer in a next life become Maharaj Rahugana.
Oh, really?
This is what I heard. And because that deer was also benefited by having association of Maharaj Bhakt. So he became a King Rahugana. And therefore, when Jad Bharat recognized him, that this is my same affectionate person or deer. Now he's in king, I must really now deliver him and let him go back home, back to Godhead. So this is the story I have read of his previous life.
Oh, that's fascinating.
This is what I was actually telling now.
Okay, so he recognized the king as the deer.
Because he was my old associate, he lived with me and I was looking for him and he left. Now he has come as a king, so I must impart him the knowledge and enlighten him.
Okay, Prabhu, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody have questions?
Hare Krishna. Karan Vigraya, Swarupa Tuchi Kirta Vigraya, these wonderful words, and how they are put in translation. Avadhuta Dweja Bandhu, Nitya Anubhavaya, so these are the adjectives which are used by Maharaj Rahugana to offer obeisance to Jad Bharat. Any other question or comment?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Such a beautiful, beautiful class, Prabhu. I really love how you went through whole summary and you described about fifth canto and also the verse and each word, synonyms of each word, and you explained it very clearly how to see the translation and the words so that you understand it very clearly. So beautiful, Prabhu, so beautiful your class was. I really loved it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. It's all mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
If no one has any further question, we can end the call here. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for energy class today. We are very grateful. Thank you for association and again in the future. Let's pay our obeisance to Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhupada.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
So Prabhu was inviting us all to come, I guess. He was telling that word.
Yeah, maybe.